Right then, guys, welcome back. I'm going to talk to you guys about the 79% man rule. But firstly, I've just pulled up in a spot that I've been meaning to go to for about 5 years. I've been told it's the best coffee in Gloucestershire. We're here, we're ready, we're ready to go. That woman's outfit is incredible. I won't show you, but she looks great. I will catch up with you guys in about 20 seconds. Let's go. Do you know what, guys, I love places like this, especially in autumn, the UK in general. This is one thing that I'd always miss if I didn't live here. These sort of places, these little like kind of farmyard getaways, you just don't find them anywhere. You know, the fire that I've just shown you guys and stuff like that. You can't find this sort of stuff anywhere. I love it. So we've been a little bit naughty. We bought a few extra things. Not all of them are for me, especially the two little teddy bears that you're about to see. They're for my niece. She's visiting on Sunday. So I'll show you guys in the car. We'll jump in. We'll do a little snack review. And we'll get sipping on this coffee and we'll go through the 79% man theory. Let's go. So here we are, guys, back in the car. And I'll just show you. It'll be easier. Got myself a coffee, very standard. And then I've got a few little extra snacks. I've actually got this, which I'm not going to eat, but I know somebody that loves them. It is a homemade flapjack, which is going to be brilliant. This place is called Jolly Nice Farm, I think. Come and visit. It's in a place called Cirencester. It's pretty cool. I used to play football here, actually, years ago. Can't get this bag open. Right, what else did I pick up? This is for my niece. Two little teddy bears, chocolate teddy bears. She will be delighted. I swear they're for my niece. I wouldn't mind if they were for me. They look delicious. I bought these little biscuits. I think my mum would love them. And for me, as you guys know, I have got 100% dark chocolate. Now, this might be too much, but I had to try it. You just never know. It is pure dark chocolate. Cuencas, Amazon rainforest, Peru. A slow build to intense roasted Brazil nut with accents of grapefruit and plantain. Ooh, guys, I've sold myself. 100% dark chocolate made from bean to bar. Woo! Let's get on with the video. So, one thing I am disappointed about is I got my car clean the other day. And, farms are muddy. Farms are really muddy. Do you know why it's important to come to places like this? Remember when I told you guys about Clapham in London I was there like last summer or whatever. Ah, so actually in a previous video, I said a girl I dated 2 years ago. It was actually a year ago. But when I was in Clapham, all the kids there are like rich as hell. Like they're mega rich. They all went to uni. They grew up with nice lifestyles and like, being in places like this and just seeing how the other half live, and they're all like uni students, you know the term like la-di-da, where they're all just like posh, just cruising around. I'm having to drive slow here because this is bouncy. Yeah, they're all just cruising around. What should we do today, Lottie? Oh, let's just go and get some nice coffees and whatever. And I, look, I'm taking a piss, so I'm doing the same thing. So, but that's how they sound. And it's like a completely different lifestyle because at their age, I was going out getting drunk, digging holes for construction. And I think when you get to see like the other side and stuff like that and see how other people live, I think it's a good balance. I think if you're constant, do you know what? I was just driving on the right hand side of the road there. I was in Spanish mode. Lo siento. Yeah, I think it's really important to do. I think it's really important to like have a little mix. Like I can go and sit with people that are super aggressive, like alpha males that just have to step on it. This guy's flying. There we go. Yeah, I can sit with guys that are like super high level, I don't know, finance guys. I can sit with people that are massive alpha males that are really aggressive and low IQ and stuff like that because I've been around those guys. But I can also mix it with high level individuals in the poshest areas and blend in just fine. I mean, the cap probably isn't a good look. I don't know, but I think
I think it works. But yeah, just having that confidence to be able to blend into any scenario, I think it's important to do, guys. I think everyone should give it a go. Just stop living the same life on repeat. Stop going to the same places on repeat. It's important to mix it up. And don't ever get worried about being called soft or going on your own and whatnot. I love shit like this. What's better than going for a nice little autumn drive to a farm, picking up a coffee, picking up some snacks for my mum, my niece, my sister? What's better than that? I think that's very, very nice. The pleasures of life, hey? 79% men is what you came for. Before we start, you've heard it all here before. Join the school community. It's the best content we do. It's when I dive deep. The link is below. $49, £38. All the products, all the links are below. The coats, clothing, supplements, all on pre-order. Let's get straight to the video. I actually want to just dive in here. You guys have heard the pitch before. Let's get straight into it. So, what do I mean by the 79% man rule? So, the 79% man rule, in my opinion, works for a lot of different factors. I think if you were the perfect guy, and this is going to bridge down to attraction with women, but also kind of like win friends and influence people, why people like you and stuff like that. And I think this is a major factor, because if you're perfect, people seem to hate you. If you've ever seen like the world's most beautiful woman and stuff like that, they don't have a lot of friends. People don't really like them. People put them down a lot. It's always like the girl next door look, the 79%er, that seems to get the most attention, that seems to get the most plaudits, that seems to have the most options and the most doors open to them in life. Because to a lot of people, what they are is achievable. What they are is human. And I'll give you the perfect example right now. Marvel movies, superhero movies. Do you know why they worked? Do you know why they had that massive generation of successful movies? It's because it was plausible. It was plausible that a man could make an iron suit and become Iron Man and have some blasters and stuff like that. Not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying it's plausible. I'm saying there are people out there on YouTube that do try and make some of the tech and they do pull it off. Oh, it is a good coffee. I'll give them that. I'll be back. Jolly nice farm. You know, with the Marvel movies, you've got Hawkeye, you've got Scarlet Witch, you've got, you know, the Hulk's a bit unrealistic, but what they are is they're grounded. They're very human in their... I'm going somewhere with this, so bear with me. You'll enjoy it, guys, I promise. They're very human in their ways, where, like, the powers are very much earth-based. You know, they're fighting his fist, his hand-to-hand combat. It's at most, it's Thor with a hammer. It's a guy with a bow and arrow. Don't know why he's got a bow and arrow, but he does. I think a gun would be twice as effective, but never mind. You know, you've got a man in an Iron Man suit. You've got a guy with a shield. It's all, it's replicable. It's something you can imitate. But then they just take it too far, where they're like, this guy's got magical powers, and he can turn the sun into a marshmallow, and then he blends it with the moon, and then he fires laser bolts out of his arsehole because of, I don't know, because of woke culture, and it keeps people happy. You know, and they just go a little bit far with it, and it's like, oh, and then he goes to the ninth dimension, and in the ninth dimension, he meets a warlord, but it's like, you lost me. You lost me, man. Like, it's too far. It's way too far. Like, I wanted to make a series called Biohackers, and I wanted it to be, like, really realistic, like, human evolution kind of changes. Like, a guy's got metal knuckles, and he works as, like, a bouncer or a debt collector, and he just chins people and knocks them clean out. Little things like this, do you know what I mean? Where people have just biohacked their body and just given themselves mini advantages. That's 79% rule. You can't go further than that. As soon as you go further than that, you just become really unrelatable. Where it's like, oh, here's me in my supercar living my crazy lifestyle. People go, yeah, it's really cool. I'd love to strive for it, but it's not relatable. 79% is the zone. And I'll tell you why. Let's say you've got a handsome guy. The guy is like model looking guy. He's anywhere from a 90 to 100. Women are insecure. They don't want that. They think, here's the thing, I'll break down this logic perfectly and then we'll go into depths of detail, right? If you were a woman, you would think, I want a guy who has qualities that only I recognize. Do you know why? Because then they're hidden. You don't want a guy who's handsome enough where girls are coming over to him all the time. You know when girls say, I want a guy who's shy? I want a guy who is quietly confident, who minds his own business. Do you know why that is? because if he's like 79% handsome, so just above like medium ugly, what it means is girls aren't going to be approaching him because he's not handsome enough to get approached. Now, if he's like quiet, shy, whatever, he's not going to be approaching anybody either. So then she knows he's mine. And what they want is like, oh, this guy's wealthy, but he doesn't display it like in a flashy sense. So only I know how wealthy he really is. He's got a massive dick, but nobody's going to know but me. It's like all these sort of things that, you know, he's got these amazing qualities, but only I know. Like, I know he's a 10, but nobody else knows. Like, I think he's a 10. I think he's the perfect man. He's better than everybody else. But on the surface level, he's just a 79%. And 79% makes people feel safe. It's enough to excite you, but it makes people feel safe. It's like Hermione Granger. Hermione Granger is a 79%. You know from Harry Potter? What's her name? I don't know her actual name. I don't know her actual name. Never mind. She's a 79%. Where she's realistic. It's like everybody knows a girl that looks like that at school. Everybody's been in a relationship with a girl that looks somewhat similar. Everybody's got a girl at their school that they've got a crush on, and oh, Hermione looks somewhat similar to her. Do you know what I mean? It just makes it super realistic. She hasn't got massive boobs, massive ass, tiny waist. Her face is pretty, but not madly beautiful model level. And it's just enough. Do you know what I mean? 79%. And it drove guys nuts for years. She was like the biggest crush for so many guys. That's a real thing. And it's when it's realistic, it's relatable, but it's the highest level of realism. And if you're a guy, like I said, who is the most attractive guy walking, girls are like, yeah, but he's probably going to cheat. Yeah, but he's got a million and one options. Yeah, but he knows it. He's going to have an ego. And if a guy's too ugly, if he's like, I don't know, 60%, something like that, she's like, it just doesn't turn me on enough. 79%, although it's a nice number, that's why I've used it, but I do think it's ideal. I was talking to some guys about this the other day. It just fits in that perfect category where it's like, yeah, over time I will find him really, like I find him initially attractive. Over time I will find him really attractive and I will grow to think he's the hottest man alive. But also on top of that, he's got hidden qualities. You know, he's not mind-blowingly good looking where I'm going to lose him to someone else. And he doesn't know he's attractive. Like, honestly, you start adding all these factors up and you're just speaking a female language. That is just like perfection to them in a nutshell. And it's something that more guys need to realize, need to understand. Do you know why? Because too many guys are out here trying to be the hottest guy in the world. Like, that's female shit. That's not something that I want for myself. I want to make the best of myself. That fucking coffee's amazing. Best coffee I've ever had was Louise's in Paris, but this is good. This is up there in the top five. Jolly nice. Sponsor the channel. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to be the most handsome guy in the world. I'm not worried about the feminine stuff. Like, do I do a skincare routine? Yeah. Do I stay on top of gym and stuff like that? Yeah, but more for, like, self-respect reasons. I'm not trying to be the most handsome guy that's ever lived. I'm not too worried about that sort of shit. Like, if a girl calls me handsome or attractive, I just go, yeah, like, all right, cool. I'm happy. I'm obviously delighted that you think I'm attractive. That obviously helps the cause. But I'd rather you value me on my other shit. And that's why I think the 79% rule is so key. And so many of you guys are out here. Your entire self-improvement plan just revolves around being a handsome guy. Oh, I want to be 6'5" and look like a model. Forget about all that shit. Forget about it all. Just try and aim to become like a 79%er. You don't want to be too handsome. You know, when I said to you guys in a video recently, it was like 2 years ago. The video was how to be attractive to 99% of women. It's the 79% rule. That's where it stemmed from. You know, I told you guys, don't dress too lavish. Don't go and get some like lime green Lamborghini and stuff like that. That's like 100%. You're going all the way. You're the most handsome guy with a Lamborghini and you're 6'9". Like, yeah, great, but it's too much. Like, so many people just find it too much. They want like a scaled down, realistic, homely version. You know, a lot of people really need to understand like female nature, the female gaze. The female gaze is very much like autumn, walking along, holding hands, dressed nice and warm with the boyfriend, sipping on a coffee, and you're watching a movie that night. Like, you're going back, you're like planning to watch a movie and you're bringing some snacks back and stuff. That's female nature. Female nature isn't what we see. We look at a woman and we say, she's the hottest thing I've ever seen. I can't wait to strip her clothes off. They're not looking at it like that. They're looking at it as like an emotional experience. You know, what that guy represents, what he means. What time of year is it when I met him and stuff like that. Like, they love all of that. You know, where they met him, how organic it was. You know, making somebody laugh and shit like that. It's completely different. And the 79% rule, it feeds into everything you do in life. Like, I would guarantee that guys that match the 79% rule probably are more successful in business as well, because they're relatable. I would guess that the 79% rule applies to influencers as well. I think anybody who's in that 79% bracket has probably got the most followers. I think they've probably blown up the most and stuff like that. I think when they're not too perfect, I think if somebody became too perfect, people would just kind of drop off the radar. They wouldn't want to listen to them. I mean, you see like the Kardashians, they go and get a ton of surgery and then the whole world just starts to fucking hate them. Whereas before that, people are like, oh, I like her. She's relatable. She's really, as soon as they start getting lip fillers and all this other shit, people start going, well, that's not realistic. It's not something I can relate to. And it's a big thing that I've seen on my channel. When I'm like, I'm just some bummy guy that just grew up in the middle of nowhere and just like made the best of myself. And I'm not claiming to have a fucking Bugatti. I'm not claiming to fly on private jets. I wouldn't do that. I think it's extremely unaffordable. I think just doing that all the time, I just don't think it's a good strategy. And I like transparency, and I just like showing that I am, you know, do you know what? I'm a little bit of a nerd. Do you know what? I am a little bit weird, but I think we all are. I think all of us self-improvement guys are weird. People relate to that. You don't want perfection. Do you know what perfection does? I don't know if you guys are familiar with the uncanny valley. Uncanny valley is where, you know, something's not quite human. It's similar, but it's not quite human. We're seeing it with AI now, like AI girls and stuff like that. You know something's off. You know something's off. You're looking, you're like, she's really hot, but something, she's not quite... It's not moving correctly. This is weird. This is freaking me out. And when somebody's like slightly crazy, it almost freaks you out. Where you're like, you don't react like a normal human. You've got some weird traits going on. I don't know what's happening, but you're giving me like, give me the ick, as people say. No, you're just making me feel unsteady. Just making me feel a little bit weird. I don't like it. And I think perfection does that, because perfection doesn't really exist. So if somebody is like mega handsome, or if a girl is like way too hot, I feel like people gravitate away from them. I think if somebody tells you all the time, I make $1 million a month, yeah, I've got a massive dick, my girlfriend's beautiful, I've got the perfect house, I've got, and they tick in all these boxes, I've never made a mistake in my life, you know, I've had nothing but success, never made a mistake, nothing but success, I'm amazing with money, I'm the best at this, oh, I'm an amazing driver, I'm such a good fighter, oh, trust me, when you hear that shit, you start going, okay, red flag, this guy's trouble. This isn't normal. This just isn't normal. It's too good to be true, and too good to be true is a real thing. People don't like it. People like the 79% rule. I think it works with brands as well. I think if you see flaws in a brand, you're just like, I like this brand though. They're a little bit raw. They don't do things normally. Now, they're professional, 79%. You know, we're not talking 29%. 79% professional, you know, up in terms of like it's 100% professionalism. But then their marketing strategy is like a 50, and you're like, whoa, this is weird. Why do they do it like that? Then they're just sat at like a 79% as a brand, and you're like, oh, they're authentic. They're a little bit different. They're real. Like, I think it was Paddy Power did something recently. I can't remember what it was now, but it like really helped people out, where they said, you know, if we'll refund everybody on this bet because that wasn't fair. That's so human. That's such a humanizing quality. People love that shit. People don't like elitism. People don't like you to be perfect and have everything. And like I said, that goes for business, it goes for life, it goes for winning friends and influencing people, it goes for the way that, you know, you can grow a following, anything like that. And it especially goes for women. Women are looking for, when they say medium ugly, what they're actually looking for, when they say dad bod, they're looking for Mr. 79%. They don't want too much more than that, because then it's qualities that they could admire. It's qualities that they know that you have, because they found them out over time. But it's not too much. That's what they don't want. They don't want too much, because too much breeds insecurity. If you say to somebody, if you said to a woman, yeah, I'm perfect, I've never made a mistake, you should be with me, she's going to be turned off. It's weird. I said to a girl the other day, we were in Granada, and I said to her, what, I was like, tell me the worst things about you. I was like, tell me the worst things. I was like, tell me the flaws that you have that you haven't told anybody about. I was like, that'll tell me more about you than anything else. And then obviously she did, and then she was like, what are yours? And I was like, I'll be completely honest with you. And I just went into, I was like, I didn't obviously like spill into detail and go crazy, but because that would be weird. But I was just, you know, just breaking down complete honesty. Guys, it goes a long way. Because if you show up, like I don't think I'm the most handsome guy going. I think, you know, like this is what works actually. I had a girl say this before. I want a really good looking guy with a big nose. And then she said, I heard her say this. And she said, like Chris. And the girl goes, he hasn't got a big nose. And she goes, no, but he's got big ears. Girls like it. They like it, I'm telling you. They like to have a couple flaws because then they're like, he's not going to cheat. Like, he's not going to cheat. Like, come on. Like, do you know what I mean? You've got a good balance there where they're like, I feel good about my man. I'm proud of my man. But he's not just going to have like a supermodel come over and just tap him on the shoulder and be like, hey, I wanted to give you my number and stuff like that. It's like a real healthy balance. And I think once you start going over that, you move into a different realm. You move into a completely different realm. Like if you're a tall, handsome, in-shape guy with money and stuff like that, you move into a different realm where now like people are approaching you. You're getting given things, opportunities. You're getting pretty privileged. People are treating you differently. You've got to be careful in that bracket because that can change who you are as an individual. I think it can just grow an ego. I think it can start to destroy your life rather than make it, truth be told. I think that 79% bracket is fucking perfect, guys. And everyone's trying to be a beauty queen. You got all these guys out here trying to be the most handsome motherfucker that's ever lived. Embrace your flaws, man. Embrace your flaws. Who cares? Like, it doesn't really matter. Enjoy them. It's more about the quiet confidence that comes alongside them. So, you know, if you're making the best of yourself, like I always said to you guys, straight seven system, it kind of ties into the same bracket. If you're making the best of yourself, you're working on yourself, you've become a certain individual. Things that you can control, like fitness, you know, you got some muscle, you got some low body fat, you know, but as a byproduct of that, your face is looking half decent, you dress well, you smell good, you got some decent assets, you make half decent money, stuff like that. Like, you don't have to be fucking George Clooney, you don't have to be Brad Pitt, it doesn't need to be that. But everyone's like putting so much pressure on these topics right now and just thinking that they have to be like a male dime piece, like a straight 10. You really don't, I promise you. And it's so stupid to waste your time doing that. But the 79% rule needs exploring more. It needs future videos because I'm telling you guys, it's true. It is true. Like, it's a massive factor in everything that we do in life. I think businesses could do really well off marketing and an advertising campaign based off the 79% rule. I think men could pick assets based on that. I think in terms of like a car, in terms of clothes, like right now I'm wearing all black and then like quite a flashy brown jacket. It's the combination. The combination equates to about 79%. Now if I had brand shoes on, it takes up to like 85% flash rating. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a little bit too much, but just all black with a nice jacket, I'm sitting at like a nice comfortable 79%. That's how you should always base everything. Like, I'm literally looking at a guy walking down the road right now, and I don't know whether they're real or not. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He's got some red bottom shoes on. They're trainers, and they look, you know, it could be another brand, but this guy's wearing red bottoms. And for me, it's just like too much. That's what pushes you into like the 80-90% brackets. You know, you're like wearing head to toe Gucci. Like, you're just like 100%. It just doesn't really work. People don't relate to it. People think you're a dick. You know, people like to have a little element of the working man, the working class. And I think people like to see that. A few flaws, you know. Real handsome, tall guy with muddy hands. You know, something like that. He's got like some scuffs on his clothes and his jeans where he's been out in the garden working all day. I think people like to see that shit. Like, women like to see a guy with scars on his face and shit. Yeah, because it means you're not perfect. It means nobody wants Peter Perfect. Peter Perfect, Wacky Races, for those of you who are old enough to remember, nobody wants that motherfucker. That's why, you know, you hear the whole, I like a bad boy, yeah, because he's a 79%er, and he embraces it, he doesn't care. Like, I always preferred Scar to Mufasa. I always, like, resonated with that secondary character. I told you guys about Mr. Beast. I said, I reckon Mr. Beast has got some serious shit in the closet that he's hiding. Look what's come out since. all this stuff about Mr. Beast, like, in terms of, like, kids and shit. I predicted all of that. I knew, because if somebody's perfect and they're not showing their flaws, like, you see what's happening with Andrew Tate right now. I predicted this shit 4 or 5 years ago. I went on that podcast and was telling people, like I said, I don't think he's got everything that people are saying that he's got. I think the cars are stolen. I actually knew that, but he didn't steal them. It's just a Romanian thing, right? But, you know, there's certain flaws in... If a guy's been on, like, Big Brother and he's trying to get famous, like, and then he says, oh, I'm not going to do crypto, and then does crypto, like, it's just, it's inauthentic. I don't like that sort of thing. And when somebody's framing themselves as, like, a perfect alpha male, like, I've never made a mistake. I've never been wrong at anything. Like, he created a hyper-masculine superhero, and people genuinely thought Tate was a superhero. He was like, I've never been beaten in a fight, even though there was footage online of him losing a fight and stuff like that. But he created this, like, perfection image, and it built a brand with kids, but now it's starting to show holes. Now people are going, do you know what, fuck this guy. Like, it makes people hate you. You need to be, if you want that relatability, it's 79%. 79% gives you the best possible life. The 79% male rule. I'm telling you guys, as a man, that's what you should be striving after. 79% man. You don't want to be perfect. It's not a good look, I promise you. I'll catch you guys later. Have a good one.